This week on The Marquee, we've got vengeance in all shapes, sizes, and genres. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in The Quiet Ones, a university professor played by Jared Harris and his students begin a series of paranormal experiments centered on a troubled young woman with terrifying results.
The Notebook director, Nick Cassavetes, tries his hand at comedy with The Other Woman. Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann, and Kate Upton star as a trio of women who discover that the same man has been cheating on all three of them, so they work together to get their revenge.
Brick Mansions is a remake of the French film District B-13 in the final completed role of the late Paul Walker. An undercover cop played by Walker reluctantly joins forces with a streetwise ex-con to take down Detroit's most dangerous criminal. I wasn't expecting much from Brick Mansions, but I was taken aback by how dreadful it was.
Oh, that makes two of us. Opening at the Drexel, Colin Firth and Nicole Kidman star in The Railway Man. Firth plays a former POW who was tortured by a Japanese officer during World War II. Years later, after he discovers that the man is still alive, he sets out to confront him.
Opening at the Gateway, in the teen drama It Felt Like Love, an awkward 14-year-old spends her summer vacation struggling with her emerging sexuality while trying to emulate the exploits of her more experienced best friend.
Alan Partridge stars Steve Coogan as a legendary DJ who finds himself at the center of a hostage situation after his radio station is taken over by a big corporation.
Jesse Eisenberg plays dual roles in The Double, directed by British comedian Richard Ayoade. When Simon, a lonely and timid man that struggles with women, meets James, his successful double, he finds his life changing in very strange ways.
There's more of Colin Firth and Cameron Diaz in the Coen Brothers penned comedy caper Gambit. Firth plays a downtrodden art curator who decides to get back at his vicious boss with the help of a wild and crazy rodeo queen. Or for big screen action on a small screen budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see 300 Rise of an Empire or Arnold Schwarzenegger's Sabotage. But for my pick this week, I'll go with The Railway Man. I've always loved Colin Firth, which gives me two options this week. But he seems more appropriately paired with Nicole Kidman than Cameron Diaz.
While it's never a good sign when a film isn't screened for critics, I'm morbidly intrigued by The Quiet Ones. Jared Harris, son of the late great Richard Harris, has done his fair share of terrible movies, but that doesn't stop me from watching them one after another.
Or if the latest releases don't have you racing to the theater, you can always get caught up on this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Betty Page Reveals All. In this documentary, the legendary pinup model and her fans tell the story of her rise in popularity, the controversy over her less-than-wholesome image, and what happened after she mysteriously disappeared from the spotlight.
In the Israeli thriller Big Bad Wolves, three men are on a murderous path, a grieving father, a police officer working outside the law, and a murderer freed on a technicality. Quentin Tarantino heralded the film as one of 2013's best.
In the dark World War II comedy, A Farewell to Fools, Harvey Keitel stars as a priest in Nazi-occupied Romania who sets out to save his town and its leaders by convincing the village idiot, played by Gerard Depardieu, to confess to a murder he didn't commit.
If you're in a more nostalgic mood, be sure to check out William Friedkin's Sorcerer, Mel Gibson taking on Patrick Stewart in Conspiracy Theory, The Surprisingly Decent Exit Wound starring a pre-chubby Steven Seagal, and the original Get Carter starring Michael Caine, and the Sylvester Stallone remake co-starring Michael Caine.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with Betty Page Reveals All, a Buzz documentary about a legendary figure.
As for me, I'll recommend Sorcerer. William Friedkin's directing career may have fallen on hard times, but this often forgotten film is finally getting some of the recognition it deserves, thanks to a lengthy restoration and a screening at last year's Venice International Film Festival.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week when a web-slinging hero ushers in the return of summer blockbuster season. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
it's not the first time the wind blew garbage in my face.